Hello, and welcome to Chuck's Place. Today is May 12th, 2020. Today's topic, twice born. To be born means to be born physically from mother. This event triggers the activation of archetypes that guide parents in their child-rearing practices. Archetypes are latent inborn schemas which, when activated, direct human behavior. The powerful parent-child archetypes interact to provide a foundation for the developing personality. For instance, to be held when crying helps a child feel secure that the world will respond to its emotional needs. Archetypes define needs and expectations in relationships. The archetypes of mother and young child cover a period of need and dependency in childhood, with the entitled expectation that the basic needs of hunger and safety be met. The archetypes that dominate family life are so powerful that very often they dominate all of one's life on Earth. Mother's Day was celebrated but a couple of days ago. The mother archetype is indeed the most powerful archetype. Mother is the source, period, of all human life. Echoes of one's relationship with mother fundamentally permeate all of one's relationships in life. Most mothers are, as Winnicott coined the expression, good enough. This means that the basic imperatives of the archetypes are met, helping a child achieve rudimentary adulthood. But archetypes are unyielding in their insistence upon perfection. Thus, many mothers are forever laden with guilt for not having done enough for their children. But is mother ever allowed to retire from mothering? Must she nurture and be defined only as mother for her entire life? Must she deny her full personhood in lieu of her motherly duties? Once her children are reared? At what point do adult children and parents become peers, equal as traveling companions in this great mystery of life, death, and beyond? On the flip side are children well along in chronological years who feel terribly shortchanged and resentful that their basic needs in childhood were not met. The power of this sense of inadequacy and emotional need keeps one attached and dependent, sometimes for a lifetime. The archetype can be unrelenting in its entitled demand for its full due. Adult children and their parents may remain embroiled in interactive patterns that were appropriate for the developmental period of young childhood as they attempt to fulfill unmet needs. Unfortunately, once the critical period of childhood is over, these archetypal patterns cease to deliver the desired effect. In fact, they tend to intensify both dependency and despondency. All adults must assume full responsibility for their journeys, regardless of the archetypal misfirings of their childhood. This is not a judgment. It is a developmental fact. Psychological development in adulthood rests in the hands of the individual, not in the family that reared them. The real challenge for adulthood, for all parties, is to obtain release from the anachronistic archetypes that bind them. This actually is the function of the initiation rites of both ancient and modern religions, to provide release from archetypes that interfere with transition into new roles in the life cycle. Recapitulation allows one the soul retrieval journey to square with the archetypes that bind old hurts, needs, resentments, and blame. With recapitulation, one takes full ownership of every event of one's life as one reclaims all of one's energy stuck in those old dramas. This practice frees one of the archetypal bindings, opening the door to being born again, or twice born. To be twice born is to achieve psychological and emotional maturity and independence. To be twice born is a spiritual birth, which happens beyond childhood, where the primary archetypes that ruled family life are released as one takes on full responsibility for one's life as an independent physical and energetic being. To be twice born is to awaken and mature into the spiritual dimension of life in human form. This is the journey of spirit for which we prepare in our second birth. In our time, that journey has opened through the widespread experience of the energy body, both in our dreams and in our waking experiences out of body. To open to this journey, we must transmute our archetypal relationships. With detachment from archetypal binding gained through recapitulation, we fully embody within ourselves the mother and father we need to be for ourselves to navigate our soul's adventure in infinity. In our time, the door has opened to explore this realm while still alive in a physical body. For the twice born, this is the deepest intent. While fully loving all, as they undertake their own journeys of discovery. Sending love to all, one in spirit, Chuck. Be well.